All right, I'm going for another one here. A double shot. Double shot. All right. Demonic mirror. So I mentioned two episodes ago about the corruption of the spiritual realm. And I don't even like to call it that. There are other words for it, but spiritual realm gives you the idea of what I'm talking about. A spiritual realm overran with demons, interfering with the material world. Why? Why? Because Abletonians are so powerful. We are the most creative. Masarikas, Orox, Barorlas, Barekiamans, the most creative beings ever made with the greatest potential. And I mentioned in the last post, this is the fiction, about the his story, whatever. It's the story, her story at times, maybe his story a little while, I don't know. It's a mystery too. But just the whole narrative about the original peoples, traveling around, chasing the buffalo within the teepees, primitive, story about our ancestors, right? Nonsense. We built buildings to the top of the sky out of silver and granite and gross and healing towers that we lived in, our ancestors, our children, all the way up. And deep into the ground. The highest technology. I mean, technology is a corruptive word. The highest way of living. The most abundant. The most harmonious way that had ever been seen with existence. Building towers. Not really buildings, but mountains to the tip of the sky that we built in accordance, in alignment with what was. This place, the living energy of this place, the Durampa, the Grahiosi, the Vawaya Piyankava, in harmony as best that we could at the time. We can always strive to be even more harmonious with what is, because what is changes, and we must change as well. So how could they possibly, as I get my English all blutter, butter, butted up, interference from the spiritual realm, because they couldn't stop us otherwise, and they can't stop us. But for whatever reason, the mystery wanted to learn about evil and demons and map it to the extreme. And that's what's coming to an end. But the spiritual realm that has existed for, I don't know, since the beginning? Was there a beginning? I don't know. It's a mystery. That is all changing. And I mentioned, I'm working on trying to remove these mind weapons. Every night I go to sleep, the mind weapons are gone. I wake up and there's like a new version, like a new bunch of former benevolent beings that are aligning with demons, trying to stop me from freeing this place from being evil. And that's hard to believe, and no one's going to believe me. But I'm sharing that for those that have been feeling better. And then, oh no, what's this voice is back in my mind, or I'm getting interfered with again. Because if you're a sensitive being, the last few weeks, like all of a sudden, whoa, my mind is open. There's no more interference, no more negative self-talk. What's going on? I'm all energetic. And then boom, you're hit back with the same thing. You're wondering what's going on. So I'm sharing that for those few people, those few beings that are aware and conscious, like something's going on, something's shifting here. And so that's what I've been working on. And so one of the tools that they use is, like a demonic mirror. There are 9 of them left. There were 19 originally. And some of the names are Garana Kukas, Maraca Barakas, Dalarbas, Kalengias, Ankalabars. And so they were technology that was passed on from the spiritual realm to the physical. They're almost like, there's different versions of them now. There used to be, some of them where there were a screen. Not like a television screen, but it would just be like a projected image that you could see into the spiritual world and you could communicate with spirits or demons. And so that's what they're using now. And they're deep. There's one under the Vatican, 4.5 miles. Switzerland has 15 miles down. There's one under Tibet. There's 27 miles down. There's one Chile. There's 57 miles down that they're tapping into. They just reconnected to that one. And there's one under Antarctica, 13 miles down. One under Alaska, just 3.5 miles down. And then two more, one under England, under the Louvre, only a quarter mile down, and then one under Moscow, 15 miles down. And so when those Etch-a-Sketches are wiped clean, what happens is matter, material, gets dumped on top to cover up what was. And so there are worlds under us, former worlds, tunnels made, but you know, between, and there are all kinds of beings, mostly outlanders, aliens that don't belong here. There are a few dragons even around. Unfortunately, we just lost our last Moratian, one of the original dragons. She was like 554 feet long, but there are eggs around. So there will be dragons again because they have a specific purpose to help us clean up the Kleompo when the time comes. It is a supernatural existence. And we live just on the top of the shit pile, right? And it's just shit goes down a long ways. But I mean, I don't even want to say it. It's a mystery, but at least 700 miles down. All that is changing. Those realms are going away as well as this the surface changes again, because it's going to be something new is what I'm picking up. But so there's this communication between the spiritual realm, between the demons in the spiritual realm and the demons on the surface. On the surface. On the surface is demon. This is a demonic world. And it has been, unfortunately, for a solid 15,000 years, where the demons, had overrun this place. And we'd allowed it, as spiritual beings, as benevolent beings, we'd allowed that, but it was never like completely ran over, and it's not completely run over now with demons, but we've allowed that to happen before for different reasons, but mostly it's allowed it to play out, but it also to out those beings who had been benevolent. We perceive them as benevolent, or they would help us sometimes, to out them at this time, the end of ends, because no demons are passing through those gates I mentioned. Zero. Only the beings that are aligned with truth. And it's a courageous action to align with truth, to go against the collective, to go against the conformists, you know, those that are comfortable in their own hell. They're comfortable in this hellish world that makes you dependent on all these different, you know, electricity, gas, a job, you know, finances, schooling, you know, the stock market, you know, all these outside institutions, you know, the churches, you know, all that kind of nonsense, religion, all that nonsense. Disempowering, right, to the extreme, and ultimately destructive. Destroys you, destroys the natural world, destroys everything, because it is a demonic force. And that's what demons do. They destroy themselves, and they want to destroy everything as well. And they can't stop. They can't turn around, really, as a group, you know. But each one of us has always that choice. Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. This is evil. This society is built on raping and pillaging everything, starting with children and females, sex trafficking, all that, drug dealing, all that. This is what the society is built on. So if you are aligning yourself with the society, you are aligning with pure evil. If, you know, if evil can be pure, can you mix the word pure and evil? I don't know. That's just, you know what I mean? It is dark, the darkest. Do you hope the hawk, be hawk, the hockey? Kayan Suboto should put a veiki tata as a secular tool, shemitain kefo, sigimitoto. The darkest time that has ever been known. There's a purpose to it. I hoped, you know, I'd like to stick around to process that. It's going to take a long time. And right now, I'm just pushing through. I kill demons. bless you. If you're not a demon, maybe you have some demons on you, you want to throw them off. Well, just listen to this song.
Oh! Silent of crab, up a piss, all crab, I'll be home, hell, pull. What? How they go, man? How they kiss that, no? Oh, I've been told, hey, yeah! Russell Pope, I've been crying so much, I've been crying so much, oh, hee, too.
Hey, demons, you know. You know where it can go, and you know what you can.
I'm going to go rule. Hey, demons, poopa, pada, ha, hurrah, fakel, ramel, kiyama, fulea, hell.
Oh, salabo, have a little bamboo, have a hessang gown. Kiss a pear, kiss a paw, kiss a bombo, glail, ha, a nicky disarrow, mo, no. Hey, my dog, my hair, my vow. Hey, ha, pull sick, a macro bill. Ah, oh, little bones, ah, hobby class, um, bo, a mecky don't bow, a becky don't vacro, sick of this shit, I love it. I'm all in love, a mecky don't vow, my hair here. Oh, wait above, though, I'm over. A mecky vow, vow, my chill, little. Wait, oh, wait, no, I'm on it, ha.
Oh, you sackling this, come on. Are you black, no crack, no kilo?
I get a high low.
I'll gas a man who kiss a balk. Ask, milk, valk, hike, rake, buy a fire.
Silent is silent, vumping and tossing, crying, a rag of my farm crew a bonke, lie on blue, having low hill, I can hand. Oh, I'm behind this, lying in my stank, low, meal is a star, glue, warm, qua piang. I can't give. Oh, then lying, low. Dushrathike, dutha rosa. Do la blowing kick, them bomba coat, on the catrelk, bloma, descend la hanginess, descend la bomba hindoha, to sang lo hindoken, halan rumorling, udan la nuko, Sando, machaito so moho. Oche, oho, bohendo, bokok, bukishk, bahanak. Och dish danglenka, duk da kumboko, hando, bakai, ba dikah.